Okay, so we're going to begin. Okay, so I want to first look at the beginning of Devarim here, and I call this honesty about faith. So the reason why I'm doing that is that if you notice the beginning of Sefer Devarim, so you have Eilat Devarim Shadira Moshe Al Kol Yisrael Beivar and Yardein Bamidbar Barava Mosuf Ben Parim Ben Tofav Lamech Nebedilahav. So these are the Moshe speaks to them. Achar Asayom Mechav Der Har Seir, 11 days. Okay, there's a whole lot of discussion about what these two psukim mean. And then Moshe begins in Pasuk Gimel to speak to them after Achrei Akoso Sichon Melchamori and Og, after he defeated Sichon and Og. And then he's going through the history, and he says, you're about to enter the Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk Ches, Re'ei Nasati Fnei Mas Aretz, see, I've given you this land, Bor Rishu Es Aretz, come and inherit the land. Shenishba Hashem Lavoseichem Lavram Yisrael Yaakov Laseich Lohem Lazar Machram Achreim, and go inherit this land. Now, so basically, the message Moshe is giving to the B'nai Israel, he's telling about the time. He's reminding about Hashem. Told you have to conquer and inherit Eretz Yisrael. And now pasuk test. Va'omar Aleichem Ba'esa Hilemor. And Moshe said, and I said to you at that time, saying, so he said to B'nai Israel, Lo uchal levadi seiseschem. I can't handle. So this at Chorev. So this happened at Chorev. What's Chorev? The pasuk above is Chorev. So what's Chorev?
Har Sinai.
So at Har Sinai, Moshe said, I can't handle. Right, I can't handle all of you. Hashem Elokeichem, hirbaschem v'hinchem hayom chafishem l'rof. Hashem, Baruch Hashem. There's so many of you, and you're like the stars of the sky. Many. Hashem Elokeichem osechem Yosef aleichem chachem elapadim. Hashem should increase your numbers 1,000 times. Vivarech etzchem, and he should bless you. Kasher dibel lachem, as he spoke to you. Then he says, Eicha san levadi torchem aschem v'rivchem. Right, you say it in a different tune. Right, how can I handle you, your burdens and your quarrels? Okay, havu lachem anashim chachamim levoyim v'yiduim l'shiftichem asim b'roshechem. So what happened? What's Pasuk Yigimel saying? Bring for you men wise and men of understanding and place them as your heads. V'tanu osi, and you said to me, v'tomu tova devar asher dibarta l'asoso. So you said to me, it's a good plan. Okay, in other words, Moshe is talking about how Moshe said, I can't handle all of you. I need people to what? To help me. And you said it's a good idea. And what's Pasuk Tezva? V'kach es rashi shiftichem arashim chachamim viduim. And I appointed your tribes, for the heads of your tribes, men of wisdom and understanding, and I made them sarei alafim, sarei meos, sarei chamishim, sarei asaros. What is Moshe here talking about? What event is he talking about here? What event is he talking about here?
Israel.
Israel,
yeah.
Israel, when he did what?
When he pointed all
these judges, right? Okay. So on the surface, it seems, because why? Because it's a B'chorei. So he appointed judges because Moshe couldn't handle them. Now, I have a question for you. Did Moshe say, Pasuk Yud Beis in Parshas Yisro?
No.
What? When did he say Pasuk Yud Beis? Or let's say even Pasuk Tes. Lo chalav adi seiseschem. Did he say this in Parshas Yisro? Do you know when he said this? Or did he say this? Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So when did Moshe say Pasuk Tes? Lo chalav adi seiseschem. Okay, he's saying it now, but he did say it sometime. He's like, hello, good to see you. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, thank you.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, we usually have cholent, but it's, we have a custom not to have cholent. Okay, it's okay. But let's go through this. When this story happened? So you're saying it happened, this story of Moshe asking for judges, right? This seems to be the story. It was in Chorev, right? And I brought you the next source, Shmos Yudches Chafei. There it says, Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayal Mikol Yisrael. Moshe appointed men of valor from all of Klal Yisrael. Vayiten Osam Rashim Alam, and he placed them as heads on the people. Sorei Alafim, Sorei Meo, Sorei Chavishim, Sorei Asaros. So this parallels Perek Alav Pasuk Tezvav, right? In other words, Moshe is retelling the story at Har Sinai when he appointed judges. We're right here, right at the very beginning here. Okay? But what's interesting is the line of Moshe saying in Pasuk Tes, I can't handle you anymore. That's not, he doesn't say that in the story when they appointed judges. You know when he says it? Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud, Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud Aleph. Moshe says, Lo uchal anochi levadi, lo seses kol ha'am hazeh, ki chavei mimeni. When did Moshe say this? You ever know when Moshe said this? Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud Aleph. When did he say this?
Because he was 38 years older.
Well, okay, wait, no. He says this. He says in Devarim he's older, but I'm saying when did, in Bamidbar Yud Aleph Yud Aleph, did anyone know? Okay, it's a little bit before that. When did he say, I can't handle these people? Yud Perek Yud Aleph. This is a chapter of bankruptcy. Chapter 11. When it's the beginning of when the people start going to be like, anyone know what happens when Moshe says this?
Isn't it the Slav?
With the Slav, yeah. Right? With the Slav, with the quails, Moshe says, when they want meat, Moshe says, I can't handle them anymore. And then what does Hashem do? What does he say? He gets the meat. What else does he do? Moshe says, I can't handle them anymore. How can I find meat? So Hashem provides two solutions. It's a two-part problem. So what are the two solutions? He gives them quails. What's the other solution?
The people they died.
Say the quail to you, but Moshe says, I can't handle these people anymore. So what does Moshe do? What does Hashem do? What does he say? He appoints 70 elders. Right? So it's interesting. It's in this Moshe's retelling what happens. I want you to understand what's happening. I think I'm reading the Pshat here. I'm not giving some like far-reaching Midrashi explanation here. Moshe is telling what happened. This is in Chorev at Sinai. Moshe is telling the story about life was difficult for him. He couldn't handle the people. He couldn't deal with all the people. So he appoints for them judges, but he uses language when he turns to God in Parshas Baaloscha when they complain for meat, I can't handle them anymore. Now Moshe doesn't say that, right? In Parshas Baaloscha, when people complain for meat, Moshe says, I can't handle, kill me, I can't deal with these people anymore. So God says, no, I'm not going to kill you, I'm going to appoint some zakenim, some elders. But when Moshe's it's fascinating, Moshe's retelling the story of the judges, of when, again, it was difficult, it wasn't his idea. Whose idea was it to appoint judges? It was Yisro's idea. It was Yisro's idea to appoint judges. He comes to Moshe and says, you know, only Yisro, because he sees him as a son-in-law, he's working too hard. Right, so son-in-law is working too hard.
Is that right?
Right, and you see, he's working too hard. So he says, you know what, Moshe, you're working too hard. You should appoint some judges. And Moshe then he goes to the people and says, you know, I need some judges. What do you think? And they say, good idea, get some judges. But what's fascinating is he inserts language where he basically from the Slav story when they appointed Zakenim, where he said, I can't handle them anymore. That's a little strange, right? Right. Okay, it's a question what to make of that. Okay, so in order to try to understand why Moshe uses this language of the Baaloscha in retelling the story at Sinai, I want to tell you something else that's strange, and that's the following. Also, in this Perek Aleph, when Moshe is telling them about their history, he tells them about the story of the Meraglim. Now, there's a famous discrepancy between how the story is told, when it happens, and when Moshe retells the story. Anyone know the difference? I'll tell you. It's right here. In Bamidbar, in Parshas Shlach, remember Yud Gimel, where the Berachah of Moshe Limor, Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Shlach lecha Hashiv Yotzu es Eretz Kanan, you send for yourself people that let them, what's for Yasuru? What?
Go around, right.
In other words, what's a tayar?
Tourist.
What? A tourist, yeah. It's like the tour. It's like I'm saying. It's like, and we call them the Meraglim, but it's like they call the Yasuru. It's a tour of the land of Kanaan. Asher ani nosi with Israel, isha chad lebatei avosav, tishlachu kol sibahem. So that's how the story begins in Parsha Shlach. How does the story begin in this week's Parsha? Moshe is telling over the story. Vatikrevuni laikuchem, and you all... You came close to me, all of you. Vatomru, and you said, Nishacha anashim lefanenu, let us send men before us. V'yachperu lodu asaretz. And let us... I don't know, what's v'yachperu? Sounds like... What's l'chapor?
Investigate?
Investigate. Like, yeah, I mean, the chofer means like to tunnel, like to dig in, like, you know, to like, it's more of like tunnel in the land, sneak in the land. The yeshiva also davar is a derech asher naleba v'sarim asher navo aleha. And so what's the goal? That they should return to us a word of the way that we should go up, like, and the cities that we should come to them. In other words, what do they say? Send, why should we have spies? For what purpose? What's the purpose of these spies, according to Devarim? In Devarim. Not to be tourists, but to do what?
Prepare for what?
prepare, like how to attack, right? And Chav Gimel, Vayita Ve'edai, most of that was a good idea. Vayikach Mikem, Shtemasar Hashim Ish Yishal Shav. And I selected 12 men, one from every tribe. Now, what's the basic discrepancy between how the story is told in Shlach versus this week's Parsha? Mi Amar Lami. I love that. Mi Amar Lami. Okay, right. So in Parsha Shlach, who initiates this? God. And in when Moshe retells the story, it's the people. So Moshe sort of, so question, what happened, right? So for example, Rashi and Rabban have different opinions about this. So Rashi says, they have to deal with this because, you know, our traditional opinion is it's one author, okay? We don't believe in multiple authors, so we just, but it maybe different perspectives. So Rashi says, Shlach Lecha, right? Hashem says, Shlach Lecha, Ledatcha. Ani eini mitzav elecha. I'm not commanding you. If you want to do it, you can do it. Im tirtze shlach. If you want, send. Lefisha bo Yisrael v'amru. Because the Bnei Yisrael came and they said, Nishacha nashim lefaneinu. They said, we want to send. K'moshe ne'amar v'atikuvim l'alakuchem. U'moshe nimlach b'shchina. So the way the Torah understands it is that what Moshe is, when he's retelling the story, that's what happened first. They come to Moshe. They said, we want to send spies. Moshe goes to God. And Amar, ani amarti lehem, Shutova, God said, I told him that it's a good land. Hashem said, I'm going to take you from the poverty of Egypt, I can bring you to Eretz Yisrael. You don't trust me, you need to send spies in order to spy out the land. You don't trust me that it's a good land. So you want to send Moshe, that's fine, but it's not going to be good. So in other words, Rashi understands that what happens is people come to Moshe first. Moshe then consults God, and God says, "I don't know why they're doing this. You want to do it, you go ahead and do it. But I'm not excited about this." That's a way sort of Rashi that sort of God reluctantly agrees. Ramban has a different take on this. Okay, Ramban says, "Avol Yishuv ha'inyan bazeh." Ramban says, "This is how you have to understand this." Ki Yisrael amru kederach kol habayim lachem be'eretz nachriya. So this is what the way Aaron explained it. That when the Bnei Israel, they said, like anyone who comes to wage war to a foreign land, they first send people to know the paths, you know, and the way of the cities. And then they're trying to show them the best way to conquer the land. Like, show us how to get into the city. And that they should give them an idea with which city they will fight first. And for which side will be easier to conquer the land. That's what he said explicitly. So the goal is not whether to conquer the land, but how to conquer the land. That was the goal. That is totally normal. Kalomar ha'arim asher navo elehen tchila u'misham navo b'chol aretz. Meaning, that is to say, the cities that we're going to go first, and from there we're going to go to the whole land. In other words, what should we conquer first? V'zo eitza haguna b'chol kol she'ar tzotze. This is a normal, proper idea. In other words, the Rambat is saying that their request was not unusual. And it's not like Rashi saying, no, they shouldn't have asked. But the Ramban said, what do you mean? They weren't asking whether to conquer. What were they asking? How to conquer. Like anyone does that. And in fact, Bechina asa od Moshe. Moshe himself did that. Shenemar, Vayishlach Moshe l'ragel es Yazer. Then Moshe went to spy out Yazer when he conquered. This is on the eastern side of the Jordan River. V'chein Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua himself did it. Shnayim Anashim Raglim, right? He sent two spies. V'alkein haya tov v'nei Moshe. So Moshe was totally fine with it. Nothing wrong with their request. Ki akasav lo yismoch b'chol ma'asav aladeh. It's because you're not going to rely on miracles, right? You can't always rely on miracles. Aval yitzaveh b'nilchamim leichaleitz v'hi shamer v'larog. But they have to act normally, naturally, that they have to watch, they have to lay wait, they have to, you know, lay an ambush if they need to. Kasher ba'kasu mechavasa, right? Mechavasa ay. When they capture the ay, they lay in wait for them. Shahaisa piashel, we call Israelim. So even though they're fighting the war of God, they still have to act naturally, and they can't rely on miracles. Az dimlach Moshe bishchina. So then Moshe consults God. V'nasa lo Hashem rishus v'amar lo. Shlach lecha anashim. So then God says, okay, send people, v'yatua eretz Kanaan, and let them spy out the land of Canaan. V'yeduhu v'yagidu lechem al p'yem tisyatsu b'nakot. Okay, and they'll tell you what to do. But then he says a little more. He says, v'anira elai lefi apshat kasu. But it seems to me, the Rabban says, ki lo hiskir Hashem l'moshe she'lasam she'shalu l'shalach meraglim. V'los kamas Moshe mahem. It seems that God does not respond to Moshe with what Moshe agreed to the people. She'ilu hayakid, if that was the case, hayakasub misaper bekan ve'kru b'nei so Moshe ve'yomor nishchon Hashim l'faninu ve'tav ador b'nei Moshe. Because then the Torah should have mentioned in Parsha Shlach that the people first appointed, went to Moshe, and Moshe said yes. And then Moshe thought it was good. In other words, why is the people coming to Moshe not found in the story of Shlach? And then, in other words, if indeed the people go to Moshe, and Moshe says yes, and then Hashem tells Moshe to do exactly what the people asked for, then that should have all been in Parsha Shlach. Rather what? But here's the idea. But Israel, they wanted to send... you know, spies to find out how to conquer. That was good in the eyes of Moshe. V'achak ba dibro Moshe kishar dibros v'omar lo stav shlach l'anshim. And then Hashem says, send men. V'zeh time, what's the reason? V'yasuru eseret k'nai sheni yisun l'pnei Yisrael. And the idea is that they should be tourists. In other words, what God told Moshe to do is not what they asked for. They asked for how to conquer. And Moshe says, send people to tour the land. Kihu medaber b'yan chadash lo super boklal. Hashem says, Hashem's plan is totally different. That's why when they ask, whatever they ask for, that's not what Hashem commanded Moshe to do. And therefore, that's not written in the story here in Parsha Shlach. It's not relevant for what the mission was in Shlach. V'haya kol zeh, why was this all? Ki Hashem chavitz matzit kol shetia ashlichos So God, maybe he knew, it's a question if God knew, so why did he send these people? But God wanted them to send their best quality leaders. In other words, if you're going to send spies, then who are you going to send? People who are like, I don't know, militarily trained or whatever? Here, Hashem wanted to send one from each tribe and the greatest leader from each tribe who hopefully would provide a good report, have the best chance to provide a good report. And it says, Vihine Nemar Kana Inyan Bistam Kikenaya. And he says, in Parshalach, this is what happened. But Misha Tori skill have Moshe called Vermitchilas, Lagid Lahem Pisham, Kikatu Bemesha Bikchu, Bisholohim Batsman. Moshe is telling them they should never have asked for this. They should never have asked for this. But once they asked for this, in other words, the Ramban is saying that once they asked for this, then Hashem said, you can send, but I want you to send in different types of people. Meaning what? Meaning the story of the spies is a story where they're asking for one thing and God is sort of responding in a different way. The question is why? Why do you think, in other words, they're going to find out how to conquer the land. Why does God then say, I want you to select like the biggest tzaddikim of the nation? Well, why is he doing that? Because what's God concerned about? What's he concerned about?
Exactly what they reported on.
Right. In other words, even though their idea is to do what? Their idea is to send spies to determine how to conquer the land. What's the concern? That when they get there,
they're going to see reality.
They see reality, and it's no longer about how to conquer the land, but really, whether or what. In other words, and so I would like to argue maybe, and so it's interesting that in the first parak of Devarim, this is about inspiring the Bnei Yisrael, that you shouldn't be afraid of the enemy, you should go and attack the land, go and attack and don't be afraid. And he mentions the story of the judges, he mentions the story of the spies. That's so the question is, why does he mention the two stories? The common denominator of both those stories is what? In both of those stories, the Bnei Yisrael asks for something, and they're not being honest about it. Now, maybe they're not aware that they're not being honest about it. In other words, what's the common denominator? In the story of the judges, life is very difficult for Moshe. And Moshe thinks, and Yisrael thinks, that life is difficult because it's just a lot of work. And they need judges. But what does Moshe realize? No, they don't need judges. What do they need? They need zakenim. What's the difference between a judge and a zaken? What's the difference? The judges are merely to help to know what to do. The zakenim are to inspire. And that's the whole thing that Moshe said. I can't handle these people. They're complaining over nonsense. So getting more judges is not going to solve the problem. In other words, the Bnei Yisrael were complaining to Moshe in the beginning by Sinai. He's working hard. And Moshe thinks the issue is what? That the workload is too much. But it's really something more fundamental than that. They're not ready. They don't know how to deal with being a new nation, and they have, you know, they're not spiritually mature enough. Similarly, the story of the spies, they're coming to Moshe and they're saying, oh, just like whenever anyone, you know, conquers land, what do we got to do? We need to send out spies to find out how to conquer land. But in reality, they're not being honest with themselves because really, they didn't have the faith to know that they could conquer the land. And therefore, Hashem sees that. So he says, you know what? I'm going to take your best people to send. And hopefully they're going to come back with a good report. Obviously, God knows how this works. But I think the common denominator of these two stories in the beginning of Moshe's speech to the people, when he wants to inspire them to have faith, to have courage, so they can conquer the land, he tells them two stories about where the Bnei Yisrael were being dishonest and maybe even unintentionally. They say they need judges, but they really need more than judges. They need zakenim. They said that they just need to know how to conquer the land, when really they're being doubtful about whether they can conquer the land. And that's why I think, going back to my original question, why does Moshe include in both Pasuk Tes and in Pasuk Yud Beis language about from the story of the Slav, the quail? So Moshe says, I can't handle these people anymore. That's not the story of this. That's not the story. That didn't happen in the story of the judges, but it did. In other words, like 38 years later, when Moshe is now reflecting on the story, what's he realizing? He is realizing it's no longer a situation about it. He just needed people, you know, he needed people to assistance. He couldn't handle the people, because there is a spiritual flaw in the people. And only upon reflection does he realize that 38 years later. Similarly, reflecting on the story of the spies, right? It's not simply a story where they need spies like everyone else. There was a deep-seated lack of faith. And maybe, you know, Bnei Yisrael fooled Moshe, but Bnei Yisrael didn't fool God. And Moshe's message 38 years later, as he's about to depart from the seed, as they're about to conquer in Eretz Yisrael, is, number one, you gotta have faith that you can, courage and faith that you're going to conquer the Eretz Yisrael. But maybe the message also here is, before emuna, before faith, you know what you need? You need honesty. And sometimes, if you're not honest when you're lacking faith, and when you're not honest of what problems you're going through, then you can't solve your problem. If you're not honest with what problem you have, you can't solve it unless you come to terms with it. Because sometimes, you know, that's what my wife does. She's a therapist. It's your wife, right? So what they do, they get people to talk. Until like some people, sometimes people come in, they speak to the psychologist, so they have problem A, and then they somehow, these psychologists can ask these kind of interesting questions, and all of a sudden they realize it's a totally different problem. What they have is symptomatic of something else. And the Bnei Yisrael are asking for one thing, but there's really something else. And maybe Moshe's message to the people is, upon reflection, is that if you're suffering from a lack of emunah, then at least be honest. In other words, you should have courage, you should have faith, but if you don't, let's be honest and let's try to deal with that.
Is the idea that, let's say, with Meraglim, that really they knew that they were concerned about if, and they were using how as like a cover? Or?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. And it's not clear. What I'm saying is, it might even be that they didn't know themselves. Like, I think it could be either way. I think you could read it either way. That maybe they did it. And I think there's like a machlokes. You look at the Mefarshim. Some say that they had bad intentions initially, and some say they were kosher initially. So like, I think the Mefarshim go in different directions in terms of that. But to me, it's like, it's either way. In other words, try as best as you can, Moshe is saying, is, you know, to face, don't pretend to have faith if you don't have faith. In other words, you got to confront your weaknesses, because the first step to overcoming your weaknesses is to confront and admit that you have the weaknesses. And that, I think, is why, specifically, in the first parak, when Moshe is talking about having courage and having faith, he brings two stories where the lack of faith was multiplied, and it persisted, and it was something that they didn't even acknowledge, so they couldn't even deal with before it's too late. So that's a motion. It's a very contemporary lesson message for us. I think also is like, sometimes we're afraid to admit our weaknesses and our challenges, and we just sometimes just go through with the motions without thinking and without struggling with it. And I think sometimes it's important to confront things before they blow out of proportion. All of a sudden, we have a major crisis. That's what the Bnei Yisrael had. They didn't confront it until they had, oh my gosh, the major crisis. Had they said, you know, we're nervous about going to Eretz Yisrael, God, can you help us out? Moshe could have worked with them, you know, he could have. But right away, they went in and they weren't prepared. And I think that we have to try as best as we can to be honest with ourselves when we're struggling, because once we acknowledge that, and that's really the first step to overcome challenges that we have.